All right, so you had a front row. This was an exciting and frustrating season from a fan perspective.
Yes.
Because early on, it's like, really, you can't force a Seattle punt? Are you kidding me? You know, and there was the frustration there. But then it Dan Campbell said it. It was like there was something that was just going to click, and it did.
Yes.
About halfway through the season, this was a completely different team, especially from a defensive perspective. What did you take away from this season?
So I say two things I think that happened what happened during the season. One, I think, Chris, we were able to get healthy. I think that was the biggest thing, because you had a lot of guys that missed a lot of time during training camp and early in the season. And as you know, you can't get the chemistry going. If you got a guy that's practicing or doesn't practice, how can you get the chemistry going with that guy right next to you? So I think that hurt them. And then, two, think about all the young guys, the young players that we've been playing. We've been one of the youngest teams in the NFL the last couple of years. So when you got all these rookies and second-year players on there, absolutely.
Coming out of nowhere, man, like that.
Look at Aiden. Look at all the Rodriguez, all the guys that we didn't expect that got great playing time and made impacts on this team. And you don't see too many young guys that come on the team and make the impact the way the young guys on our team made. Mm-hmm. So I think those guys growing, I think that helped over the second part of the season. And, Chris, I'm telling you, that's so invaluable. That experience that they got early as a young player, you get that experience, it's just going to help catapult you the rest of your career. So the Lions, that's why I'm excited about the future. You never know what's going to happen.
Sure.
You know, every year is different.
Yep.
Every team is different. But from what they showed us and the foundation that we have, it could be exciting.
Yeah. I want to bring in Steve Courtney, too, our WJR senior sports analyst. Yeah, how about that?
Steve.
He couldn't miss an opportunity here either. What's up, Stevie?
What's going on? Two of my favorite human beings in the history of human beings. This conversation brought to you by Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. $100,000 window of opportunity sweepstakes. Wow, that's a lot of cabbage, De Niro, ducats. Okay, you get the point. Call 586-540-6000 or visit windowsroofingsiding.com for more details. Performance Remodeling, $100,000 window of opportunity sweepstakes. You know what, Lo? Watching the Eagles tilt yesterday for the NFC Championship, and the trophy is being awarded. My son says to me, you know what, Dad, pretty soon this is going to be the Lions. Mm. And, you know, from your lips to God's ears, I said. But you know what, Lo? I think the passion that Lions Nation has for this team / organization is at a high that we have not seen in quite some time. And you know what? This is probably, Lo, the first off season where the optimism is not misplaced in a long, long time.
I agree.
You agree with that?
I agree 110% with you. I think you should be optimistic if you're a fan of the Detroit Lions, of the things that they're going to get accomplished. And Steve, you know who I was just, when I was watching those games yesterday, the Cincinnati Bengals is a team that kind of the Lions I'm looking at, and kind of that makeup, you know, a team that was down for a long time, a team that now has identity. And I think now finally Detroit is starting to get that identity. Got a very good offensive line, one of the best offensive lines in the league. So now our physicality, we could be physical with teams when we need to be. These guys can protect.
And they're deep up front, too.
Absolutely.
And that's not something we've had the last couple
of
years.
And, Chris, think about this. What about our receiving core? Remember starting the year, that was such a big question mark. We like, what in the world? Where are these receivers? Who is he going to throw the ball to? Now, Steve-O, I think that's probably one of our top groups, or will be one of our top groups next year coming back. So it's so much to look forward to with the Lions. And like you said, Steve, it hadn't been like that. I got here in 1985, and you know, we had a couple of good years, but I don't think the expectation coming into any year has been or will be like it will be this year coming up.
Now, because you know, you look at the growth from year one to year two, I was really disappointed that they didn't make the playoffs because I thought the way that they ended the year.
They were jobbed.
Thank you.
I wanted them to taste that. Whether or not they would win a game or not is irrelevant. I wanted this young team to be able to go into a playoff game and experience that. And if you lose, fine. But at least you get that taste. But I will say, them getting jobbed, not making it, and still going to Green Bay and getting up to beat that team, it felt like they still had that same experience.
To me, that was a playoff game.
Yeah.
That was a playoff game. Going to Green Bay and beating those guys, that was a playoff game to me. So I think they do that experience that they got last, that's going to take them a long ways. It really will. To me, that was like a first-round playoff game. But especially with nothing on the line and the way that the Detroit Lions played that game, I'm telling you, they're going to be a force to reckon with.
Well, low statistically, this Lions offense certainly one to be dealt with, you know, putting up some crazy numbers. And I think you got to give a lot of credit, A, to Jared Goff.
Yes.
And he, in his second year as a Lion, it kind of slowed down a little bit. He was in control. And, yeah, he turned it over a little bit during that ugly stretch early, but, boy, did he come around then to relatively begin the offseason. Lions get good news. Offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, who was looked at early, often for head coaching vacancies in the NFL. He was one of the favorites, by the way, with Houston as well as Indianapolis. And he says, you know what?
Carolina.
I'm not going to go to Carolina. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay with the Lions. That is absolutely huge, Lo.
Yeah, it is. And, Steve, I'm telling you, watch now. They won't have as many issues trying to get free agents to come here
right
now. This is a place that will be, and it's continuing to be a place, the destination, where it wasn't like that before. You used to have to overpay guys to come to Detroit. Now you got guys that want to be part of this because of Coach Campbell, that coaching style. But guys could see what they're building here, what's being built here, and they know that this thing is heading on the upward trajectory.
Yeah. Hey, Stevie, thank you. Glad
all
we
right,
could get
Chris,
you on,
Chris, always
man.
A pleasure. Lo,
my
always
man,
a pleasure, my friend.
Man, that's my guy right there, Steve-O. That's it.
Lo.
Hey, I want to talk to you real quick before we go. You've got the Lomas Brown Foundation, too, and I just want to give you a minute to talk about it. We got about a minute left, but you do such great things, and I want to give you an opportunity
to
talk about
it. Yeah, started
that
back in the early 90s, Chris, and it's all been geared towards kids.
Yeah.
All my things I do is geared towards kids. And the one thing my foundation does is we never want to put a financial burden on the kid or their family. So we put all the financial burden on ourselves. So any camps, any type of events we do is free for the kids, free to the community.
Nutrition,
man.
Technology, absolute education. I mean, you're covering
drones,
the gamut.
We doing it all. We want to expose these kids to autonomy, just everything we can, because we know, man, that you expose them to it, they'll pick it up.
Yeah.
The kids will pick it up. So that's what we're trying to do at my foundation.
Well, you do a great job.
Thank you, my good man.
In every facet of your life.
Yes.
So it's nice to see you.
Yes.
And if there's any way we can help you, let us know.
Newfound respect too, man, from you for what you do with the games. Oh, my God.
Oh, we don't do nothing.
This dude is an animal right here, man.
I gotta go, Lois. Mitch Albom coming up next.
Mitch!